is Kaczynski, I believe, Seth Kaczynski, for the Lakers, and he gets about 3 yards on the play, bringing an end to the first quarter after one in Bad Axe. It is Lakers 22, Bad Axe 6. You're tuned to WLEW 102.1 FM.
Your number one Bad Axe Hatchet sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem people.
I'm Sean McVay from the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
As the fall weather rolls in, it's important to have the following items checked by a professional like Gary's Car Care of Elkton. Battery cables and terminals, belts and hoses, air filters, windshield wipers, and all fluids, including antifreeze, oil, brake fluid, power steering fluid, automatic transmission fluid, and windshield washer fluid. Fall, along with less favorable weather, also means shorter days and longer nights. So be sure your headlights, taillights, and turn signals are in proper working order and shining at the appropriate levels. Contact Gary's Car Care today so you'll be ready before colder weather sets in. That's Gary's Car Care of Elkton.
And we're back here at Bad Axe with one quarter in the books already. Lakers 22, Bad Axe 6, a high scoring game already in Bad Axe. A GTC West showdown between the Hatchets and the Lakers. Lakers stops Bad Axe at their own 2 yard line. It's now Lakers ball moving right to left across your radio. And a pass and intended for number 89. Has it, Nathan Kaczynski. He's at the 50 yard line complete. He has no one to beat. He's to the 25, to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, and he's in for the touchdown. Touchdown Lakers takes one play and they march 95 yards down the field. Pass complete to number 89, Nathan Kaczynski. Touchdown Lakers, 28-6. Ron.
Well, this is where the Hatchets are going to have to get in touch with themselves and maybe dial up something like here, like go to Thumb Cellular and get a hold of their whole motions on this one, Clark, because they need to regroup here real quickly. The defensive halfback, as Kaczynski went through his zone, he let him go by, and he's the one that's supposed to cover that third of the field, Clark. And he has been their main threat all night long so far. So you would think when a guy like that comes in your area, you'd get close to him.
Yes, that would make sense. But the Lakers marched 95 yards down the field in one play. I'd say it would be about a 25-yard pass to Nathan Kaczynski, number 89.
Yep.
And then he just beat everyone else all the way down the field, right to left across the radio. And now they're going for two with 11:43 remaining in the second quarter. Post hands it off to number 26, Seth Kaczynski, and passes it to the back of the end zone. Incomplete. Two-point conversion no good. 11:43 remains in the second quarter. It is now Lakers 28, Bad Axe 6. You're tuned to WIW.
It's October. Baseball is wrapping up. Football's in full swing. Halloween is coming fast. The weather may be getting colder, but Thumb Cellular is heating things up with a huge BlackBerry sale. It's time to upgrade to a BlackBerry smartphone from Thumb Cellular. Thumb Cellular has greatly reduced their prices on their most popular BlackBerry smartphones. The BlackBerry Storm 2 with touchscreen MP3 player, 3.2 megapixel camera, Wi-Fi capable, and more. Retails for $499, but during their October BlackBerry sale, you can get it for just $199. Looking for a flip phone at a great price? The BlackBerry Style that retails for $419 is now just $99. The BlackBerry Curve 3 is only $49. That's $300 off the retail price, only while supplies last. Terms of service apply. It's the October BlackBerry Sale at Thumb Cellular in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, and Sandusky. The talk of the Thumb.
We're back. Second quarter. Lakers just scored on a 95-yard pass. Well, 25-yard pass and then points yards after. 95 yards in one play, and it's all it takes for the Lakers It is now 28-6 over the Hatchets with 11:43 remaining in the second quarter. Kickoff left to right to left across your radio, and it's a off the ground, a somewhat onside kick. The ball is brought down at about the 26-yard line. Bad X recovers where they're going to take over. It looks like down ball marked at the 28-yard line in their own territory. First and 10 for the Hatchets.
You know what a bad hop is in baseball when the shortstop is all set to catch it?
Mm-hmm.
And Bad X Hatchets had a player all set to catch it on the ground, and it took a bad hop right over his head, and the Lakers almost recovered that one.
Yes, they did. So Braden under center hands it off to number 33, Metzger. Lakers all over that one. Caught in the backfield. They're saying forward momentum is going to bring him down 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Second and 13 now at the 25-yard line.
Kevin Dubes swallowed him up. I'll tell you what, he had the penetration. Right now, the Hatchets are giving up. You can see it in the way they're moving around, not doing the plays. They can move the ball. They just have to put some points in.
So Braden Understeiner looking back to pass. Has number 20 wide open. Pass completes at the 30-yard line, where there's no more yards after that. Brought down right at the 30-yard line. Gain of about 6 yards. That was complete to number 20, Seth Geiger.
Ken Bender made the hit, and you could see how the offensive line was coming over to help block for him as he was grabbed and thrown around like a rag doll on that one, Clark.
So it still brings up 3rd and 8 at the 30-yard line of Bad Axe territory. Braden under center, two-man backfield, pitch out to number 33, Metzger. He's around the left side, but brought down in the backfield. Loss of 5 on the play. Lakers defense starting to swarm.
The number 89 and Nathan Kaczynski, they have the momentum, and like you said, they're swarming. But the Hatchets need to get some vitamin water, maybe slide over to McDonald's Food and Family and pick up some vitamin water, Clark, or anything over there to lift up their spirit.
That's right. For the best deals, shop at McDonald's Food and Family Center in the Northgate Shopping Center in Bad Axe. Bad Axe punt team out on the field, punting from about the 15-yard line. Gets it off, great punt, all the way down to about the 38-yard line. Great Bad Axe bounce, bounces into the 25-yard line, where it is down by Bad Axe. Great punt from the Bad Axe special teams, where Lakers going to take over at their own 25-yard line.
Mark Amon downed it for the Hatchets, so the Lakers will take over again. But the problem is, defensively right now, the whole team looks like their heads are, and their walk is not matching their talk.
I see about 8 players with their hands on their hips right now on the field.
They're not. They need another timeout here, Clark. And Coach Mitty needs to do a little bit of chewing. Or go to Larry Agassi and maybe put a
smile,
some braces or a smile on their face with something.
That's right. Post under center, 3 men in the backfield. Post hands it off to number 26, Seth Kaczynski. Rolls to his left side. He gets brought down to the 32-yard line. 7-yard play, but there is a flag down by the line of scrimmage.
Well, that's probably
this
holding.
This should be a holding.
Yeah, Mark Amon made the hit for the Hatchets.
And that's exactly what it is, a hold against the Lakers. Don't even think about that play. Didn't even happen.
Didn't happen. I don't know how you say it didn't happen because they threw the flag in the parachute.
No, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
It didn't
right.
happen. It is now 1st and 20.
Well, the Bad Axe Hatchets definitely have a problem. And you know what? They should head to McVay's insurance agency and figure out the no-problem people in Bad Axe will help them.
That's right. If you have a problem, head to McVay Insurance Agency. There are no problem people at Bad Axe. So it is now a 10-yard penalty against the Lakers, 1st and 20. They're starting at the 15-yard line.
And all the players are looking over here to the sideline, and they should be looking to see where the offense for the Lakers is coming out. See where that 89 lines up. I'd cover him like a blanket.
Post under center, 2 men in the backfield, a tight end moving man in motion received to the left. And it's a handoff, looks like to number 26, Seth Kaczynski.
Spencer Kelly made the hit for the Hatchets as he was trying to come up the middle on a trap, and Spencer Kelly showed a little motion on that hit, Clark.
And a 3-yard gain there for Kaczynski, bringing up 2nd and 17 for the Lakers at their own 17-yard line with 9:19 remaining in the second quarter. Lakers out big already, 28-6 over Bad Axe. Lakers moving right to left across your radio. White jerseys, green helmets. Post surveying the defense. Man in motion against number 86, the tight end.